Shalom, today's daf yomi is Yevamos daf tzadi gimel, Yevamos 93. And the Gemara says, we're discussing the concept of how different Amorayim have stated this position, that is, that Adam makne davar shaloba olam, that a person is able to sell something or to transact something that has not yet come into existence yet. And from where do we know that Rav Huna is of this position? So the Gemara says, let's learn about the following case. What was the case? Hamocher, that somebody who sells during the winter. Rashi says, "B'yemei hagashamim." What does a person sell? Peros dekel. He sells the fruit of a tree that have not yet blossomed. So he has the dates from a palm tree that have not yet budded, and he sells them with chaver, and he sells them to his friend on the stipulation that once these fruits blossom, that his friend will basically acquire them. So we want to know if this is considered a valid sale. So Amar Rav Huna says, "Ad shelo bo la'olam," meaning to say, even prior to the month of Nisan, that's when the dates will typically bud. Yachol achzor bo, that the person is able to go back on the sale, because since the fruit are not yet in existence, the person can basically renege on the deal. But mishabo la'olam, but from the month of Nisan onward, and that's when the fruits have started to bud, en yachol achzor bo, then this person who purchased them cannot go back on the sale, because we say at that point they've started to bud. Whereas Rav Nachman says, just like prior to the budding, the seller is able to recant. Af mishabo la'olam yachol achzor bo, that even after the fruits are in existence, the seller is able to renege upon it, because a person can't sell something that has not yet come into existence. And since the fruits were not in existence at the moment that he sold them, therefore he didn't really sell them. And so therefore, once the fruits come into the world, they're not really sold. However, says Rav Nachman, even though the kinyan, the formal transaction, does not apply any, couldn't recant, modina, I admit, under these circumstances, the ishamet, I will admit that if the purchaser grabs the fruits before the seller reneges, and he eats them, then the seller is not able to claim their value, because the seller, in mistake, he gave up his rights to that, and that is called reneging on his rights. And so as long as he has not recanted, it's as though he gave up his rights on the fruit that the purchaser took. And so therefore, That's that position. So now the Gemara says, how do we know that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, where did Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak learn that Rav is of the position that a person can sell something that is not yet in existence? So Rav says that Rav Nachman said that Rav Huna, his student, holds like him. Where do you learn that from? The Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. HaOmer L'Chaveiro, from the following case. The person says to his friend, Sada Zu Shani Lokeach, this field that I'm purchasing, and it's still not yet mine, L'Kesheh Krena, after I acquire it, Kenu Yelach B'Me'al Shav, I'm going to hand it over to you from now, meaning retroactively, meaning there's a field out there that I'm going to buy, and when I buy that retroactively, it's going to be your field from this second. So we say under those circumstances, Kana, the purchaser is acquiring the field, he will acquire it retroactively, and even though the field is not yet in his possession, and he really can't hand it over, we're going to say the acquisition is valid from this moment on. And so we see from here that a person can be makne something that is not yet in existence. And how do we know, so how do we know, the same idea is, how do we know that Rabbi Yanai also holds like Rabbi Chia, that this same idea, that a person can acquire something, or a person can sell something that's not yet in existence. The Rabbi Yanai Havile Arise, Rabbi Yanai had a sharecropper that was working in his field. And basically, he gets a portion of the fruits from his labor. Davin Maisile Kanta de Piri, Kol Malish Abasa, that every week he would bring to Rabbi Yanai the fruits, and he would weigh them out on the Erev Shabbos, and Rabbi Yanai would eat them on Shabbos. Ahu Yoma, one day, that Friday, Nagole, the sharecropper, was late was delayed bringing his fruits, v'lo asa, and so therefore he didn't come with the fruits. And Rabbi Yannai was concerned that he was going to bring them to him at a time where he would not have time to tithe them before Shabbos. He wouldn't be able to eat them. So what did he do? Shakal asar mi peri de beisei. So what did Rabbi Yannai do? He took some of the fruits in his house, and he took a tithe from those fruits on the fruits that the sharecropper would eventually bring, so that if he brought them close to Shabbos, he'd be able to eat these fruits on Shabbos. And then afterwards, he wasn't certain if he acted properly, because he didn't yet own these fruits. So also coming to Rabbi Chia, so he came to Rabbi Chia, he said, did I do the right thing? So Rabbi Chia said, Amrei Shapi Arvadata, you did it properly. You should fear God all the days of your life. Elu Shabbosos V'yomim Tovim. This refers to Shabbos and Yom Tov, that there's a mitzvah to benefit and to delight in the Shabbos. And the Torah is teaching us, this idea. It means to tithe. It's telling us in this case that the price is telling us that you're allowed to do this tithe even from something that has not yet come into your possession for the purpose of benefiting on Shabbos. And we also see from here that he was able to tithe it even though it had not yet come into his possession yet. So this proves the idea that a person can be makna davar shalobawa om, something that he had not yet acquired yet.